industrial applications, the economics were such that it wasn't a big push for something like a TRIAC. And industrial applications were heavily DC-oriented. But in the consumer area, consumer applications, economics are overriding. And in the case of things like a lamp dimmer, space, size are important, but simplicity of circuit. I could see right from the start, boy, if there was only a way to combine those two back-to-back SCRs functionally and at the same time simplify the control circuitry, that would find a big market just ready-made. So I was after our advanced engineering people over a long period of time to come up with something, but it was mainly heavily a circuit question as well as a device question. So my good friend Finis Gentry, who was heading up advanced engineering at the time, he kept me supplied with the latest mechanisms they were coming up with, they and the research lab and the others, the remote gate, the junction gate, the shorted emitter fabrication. I was looking for a way to control this with just a resistor, a variable resistor, a potentiometer, and a capacitor to phase control it from full off to full on, steplessly across it, like a couple back-to-back SCRs would do it. And we've had so many discussions on it, but I was at night on my spare time, I played around with combinations on paper, and it finally dawned on me one that might look like it might be able to do it, because it had to have the right polarity of gate trigger for one line polarity and the opposite trigger for the other polarity, other half cycle. And I brought this this idea, these scribblings of mine, into Finis the next day. He said, "Yeah, you know, it that might work. Just let me see what my guys can do about it." And within a week or two, he had built one and brought it over and zip, put it in with a variable resistor. Just a pot and a small capacitor, I think it was a tenth of a microfarad, and bingo, here we could control this device, both halves of the cycle, from full off to full on. Later on, we added a very simple trigger device, a DIAC, which was a three-layer trigger device, which made the resistor and capacitor even smaller, and the whole assembly even simpler and more repetitive in action. But that's how the TRIAC got started, and very quickly, of course, we already had customers in the dimming business and the heating control businesses who are only too glad to slip a single device in place of two and simplify their control circuitry substantially. The packaging was identical to the SCR, so our manufacturing people just had to put in a different chip inside this package and look and stamp it with a different name, with a different number, and it was ready to go. Very similar processing all the way. I think my patent application went in 1961. I think I looked in my SCR manuals, and it wasn't until the fourth edition that the TRIAC made it into the SCR manual. So commercial introduction was in late 62 or early 63, I guess.